Psalms 105 verse 7. Psalms 105 verse 7. In verse 7 it reads this way. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. And listen to this, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirming it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel, who is the same person as Jacob, as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance. When they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they were from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for these few moments that we have. Father, I know everything that I've done and everything I will do lines me up with heaven. I thank you for your divine order. I thank you for wisdom that only comes from that divine order. Father, empower me to empower your people. I am only here as an equipping gift that's sent to equip your people so that your people will do all that you have in store for them to do. So we'll give you glory, honor, and praise in advance for the wonderful things that you're doing in the midst of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and take your seats in the presence of the Lord. We've been talking, we started Sunday talking about faith in the blessing. And when we talk about the blessing, we're not just talking about things. A lot of people hear you talk about the blessing and they automatically think you're talking about houses, cars, possessions. And no, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is an empowerment to get you to the destination that God wants you to move to. And sometimes, Michael, you don't have to play the whole time. I'll give you a little rest tonight because I just want to walk this out for the next 35 minutes. And I just want to help you to understand how important this is. So I'll go over to the book of Genesis in just a moment, and I'll show you how important this blessing was, because there will be challenges on your journey. And I know we say we have faith. Faith does not remove challenges. Faith gets us through challenges. And some of us are discouraged because we have challenges. Well, it may be the challenge may be there because you're blessed. Have you ever thought about that? You know, I know you want a storm-free life. But faith and the blessing doesn't bring a storm-free life. And I stay encouraged because I see the negativity as my promotion. I don't see opposition. I go to the gym 3 times a week, and the weights resist me. But I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger because of the resistance. You only get stronger when there's resistance. So a certain amount of resistance is able to come through in order to strengthen you, not to weaken you, to show you what you're capable of. So as we talk about this and you're trying to figure out, you know, your present situation, well, I'm pretty sure if you're supposed to be here, if you're supposed to be listening, this is the word you're supposed to hear. Now, if you just, you know, trying to find somewhere to hang out, that you may miss something, but this is the word for those who are supposed to be listening to me on today. So I'm going to go over to Genesis chapter 12, and then we're going to talk about Abram, who became Abraham, and we're going to talk about the situation that comes up in his life. And this is after the Lord has pronounced the blessing upon his life. Now, so many of you ascribe to do great things. And what I learned very early in ministry, because I had a lot of heartache. And with that, I learned how to process pain. I learned how to process certain situations that came about. And all of them were not pretty. They were not pretty. But I learned how to process those. And I was given an award years ago for having crystal clear vision in the midst of what seemed like was a storm. So things don't disturb me like that. Don't throw me off focus that easily. Because I know if I stay focused, the clouds are going to roll away and the rain is going to cease. You understand what I'm saying? But within myself, I believe greater in what God has placed in me because I made it through that. You understand what I'm saying? It builds endurance in you. Because some things y'all don't know that you're capable of until you travel through certain things. You know, some of y'all think certain things will kill you until you make it to the other side of it. And it's proof when you look back that it can't kill you. It didn't kill you. Now your faith level comes up several notches because you went through it. But if you're standing there holding the side of the door and you said, I got faith that I'm not going to go through anything. Well, you go ahead and stand there because you're not going to get a promotion until you go through that. And so many people want to be great, but they don't want to walk through the journey. Okay. And this is what we have to teach our people correctly, because most of our people are not prepared. They're not prepared that everything is so exciting when they're getting ready to get married and they're choosing all the people that they want in their wedding, and they're not prepared for the months or two or years after that, what you have to endure and what you will endure. They're not prepared for that because they want to go back to the day of the wedding. So you got to understand those things. Myself and Lady Davis, we look real good. But it's not because everything has been perfect. Things have not always been perfect. Well, y'all look like everything is perfect. That's looks. That's looks. Just sit down and have a real conversation with us. And we'll tell you what you're trying to do is not easy. Let me take it a step further before I read my scripture. You think pastoring is easy. You think this is easy. See, you don't have a, if you never done it, you don't have a clue. You say, I'm called into ministry. That's one thing. But being a pastor, that's a totally different thing. Ministry means I go in and do my job and I leave. Pastoring means I do my job, they don't like it, and I still have to stay. You got to be instant in season and out of season. When they like you, you got to preach. When they don't like you, you got to preach. I've been through plenty of seasons when they didn't like me. I'm still the pastor. I am still the pastor. No matter what they feel it, I'm still the pastor. Genesis chapter 12, I'll start reading in verse 14. Abram finds himself in a situation. He already knows what's ahead of them. He said, if I don't tell Sarai to be my sister, I'm in trouble. They're going to kill me. So they come up with this plan of how to keep Abram alive. So verse 14 reads this way. So it was when Abram came into Egypt, that the Egyptians saw the woman who was Sarai, that she was beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. He treated Abram well for her sake. If he had known that was her husband, things would not have gone well. Let's read on. He had sheep, oxen, female donkeys, and camel. So he had it going on when he arrived there. He did not show up there poor. Verse 17. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? I might have taken her as my wife. Now, therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go your way. Verse 20. So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him. Don't touch him. And they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. So we see in this portion of scripture, the blessing is upon him. He believes in it. He believes in it so much, he is not defending himself. All they done was came up with a plan and said, we're going to, y'all said, well, didn't he tell a lie? They came up with a plan. And told Pharaoh that she was his sister. She was a fine woman. Okay? But he had enough faith in the blessing that was upon him that God would take care of the situation that he had gotten himself into. Now, it was a famine in the land, and they were moving because they were trying to find refuge in a time of famine. So as they're moving through the land, they find themselves there in Egypt. And now the staff of Pharaoh sees how beautiful Sarai is, and they request that Sarai goes to Pharaoh. Now, they were trying to get in some brownie points. So they take the wife to Pharaoh. Pharaoh realizes while she's in his quarters that a plague breaks out. And he realizes, and this is very important, this is important for the church. Never take something in that doesn't belong to you. Because sometimes we can have something with us and wonder why the house is all in turmoil. Your wife is your wife. My wife is my wife. We're just going to keep that straight. I ain't coming after yours. Okay. All right. We're just talking. That was fun. Y'all laugh off of that. That was just. But I want to show you how powerful the blessing was on him. Abram did not say, y'all fixing to break out in boils. Y'all fixing to break out in tumors. He didn't say anything. When what belonged to him got in the quarters of Pharaoh, something began to happen. Pharaoh is wise enough to recognize it. What changed? What changed? I brought Abram's wife into my house. You got to track it. Everything was fine until they brought this beautiful woman in my palace. That's when I noticed a shift. So now he goes to Abram, who has a blessing on him without his name being changed. He realizes this is where it came from. The belief system, faith for Abraham. And you got to believe, stop fighting and believe that there's a blessing on you. I got to help y'all with this because you're too concerned about people and what they do and what they say. You're so concerned, you're off focus. You're so concerned, you're off focus. It's part of the journey. They were on a journey and they winded up in Egypt. When they get to Egypt, because you don't... Never journey without the blessing. When the blessing is on you, take the promotion. When the blessing is on you, God's going to take care of you all the way through. That's what I've always believed. From 23 people to now we have, I'm not going to give a number on the number, but we have over 2,000 single people in our church. Next year we'll be doing singles ministry. But we have 2,000 single people acquainted and a part of Refresh. So, You have to understand that you're on a journey. And when you're on a journey, you got to trust God while you're on that journey. And you got to trust the fact that if I get up and Sunday I preach on the blessing, and I'll read that back to you before I'm done. And if I decreed it over your life, don't worry about what they say about you, because what was said about you is stronger than what they say about you. Now, this is free. This is not a part of my message. I just wrote it down because I felt like it was nice. Become more acquainted with what God said to you than what they say about you. Become more acquainted. See, you're too acquainted with what they are saying that you lose focus on what God said. In blessing, I will bless thee. That's what God said. So you got to be more acquainted with what God said than what they're saying. Because people love to talk, especially with limited information. So this situation, and you're like, well, God doesn't do that. Well, who did? Never impose your opinion on truth, because you'll turn it into a lie. Okay. Now let's talk about these portions of scripture just for a moment. You're underneath the blessing that you believe in, you're well protected. You will recover from any, or you will recover from anything. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Let's take it further. The purpose of God in you will recover from anything. This, before I get into my first point, this, I was thinking about this today. It is so phenomenal. Y'all consider it trivial without meaning and value. But for you to come, and you to come into this church every Wednesday night and sit under my leadership. You're not preaching. You know when you come, you're going to be hearing from me. And then you bringing your people into this type of setting. There is something valuable about that everybody doesn't see, because they don't have faith. Because that is not normal in no form, no way at all. There's something they sense that everybody needs to sense, because they're going to get something that others are not going to get, because they're not going to yield themselves. They have service on Tuesday night. And they come and sit here on Wednesday night. You drive 45 minutes. You drive, almost an hour. Why do you think they're coming? Because they sense something. Don't let them sense what you ought to have already sensed. And they wouldn't do it if there wasn't some benefit that they were getting out of that. People don't do things, especially after this COVID, they don't do things just out of doing them. They got to see or understand that there's something going to be beneficial to me if I make this hour drive, and if I encourage my people to come, and I get my wife to come with me. So they're bringing their families with them too when they come, and that speaks volume. And you got to pay attention to those type things, because those type things are the announcement that God is about to do something major, or is doing something major. So you have a chief who's here who's got enough to do, because he's covering all kind of territory. When you see that, pay attention to what you see, because they're trying to open up your eyes to the potential that can be right there in your lap. You might think, well, it's just another Wednesday. No, it's not just another Wednesday. It's never been just another Wednesday. That's just like saying it's just another day. What was the date? Today is the 13th. What was the date of last Wednesday? Somebody give me the date. What was it? 7 days? It was the 6th. Last Wednesday. And the day is the 13th. It's not just another Wednesday. Last Wednesday was the 6th. This Wednesday is the 13th. It's not another Wednesday. And to think like that would be trivial to your own destiny. Every day is a greater opportunity to enter into something better and greater. And I promise you, every single day I focus on moving. Every single day. I don't just wait on Sunday and Wednesday to move. Mentally, I move. Spiritually, I move. And physically, I move. Every day. Stay with me. Faith in the blessing will cause the judgment of God to exist in the earth. The reason we don't see opposition judged because we don't believe in the blessing on our lives. The day you lift your hands to fight your enemy, the day God takes his hands off. God says, I was taking care of it. And then you got a group on Facebook and started fighting. You brought in some of your family members. You coerced some other people to get on your side. So when you started, I withdrew. God will never engage in judging something that's offending you when you're trying to retaliate yourself. He said, hold your peace. I will fight your battle. He will never fight for you while you're not at peace. You just learn how to leave it alone. Let them talk. Let them do what they do. They're going to run out of words after a while. Just do what you do. Stop worrying about them. I don't have time to preach about them because they're not important. They're my advertisement. I prepared myself a long time ago for what they were going to say. So Abraham does not speak up. But God does. Let God handle it. You said the blessing is on you. You said I'm blessed and highly favored. Let God handle it. You just stay focused. You just do what you need to do. Let God handle it. If God handles it, your hands won't be bloody. People love for you to engage because the next project you do with bloody hands. For this next season of your life, you need clean hands and a pure heart. You need clean hands. You do not need to go back to battle with people who have already made their decision. Okay. We're trying to get the blessing on you so you can rest. All things work together for the good of those who are the called according to his purpose. So whatever you're going through right now, it's going to turn around for your good. I'm always on the mind of somebody that can make my life better. I think y'all missed that. I'm always on the mind of somebody that can make my life better. Always. You think everybody's forgotten you. Not if you have got a blessing on your life. They can't forget you. God will visit them in their sleep just to remember you. God will give them a dream about you. God will give people that don't even know you a dream about you. And then they'll start looking, well, who is this so-and-so? They ain't even spiritual. They're not even spiritual. God visited people who weren't spiritual all throughout the Bible. Just read it. And you don't have to try to push your way. Joseph didn't push his way. A day came when they needed him. There's a day that comes. You just make sure you're prepared. You just make sure you know how to handle the blessing on you. Because when the day comes to be chief, you got to know how to be the chief. Some of you are wasting, let me talk to you. Some of you are wasting precious time trying to vindicate yourself when you need to be training yourself. I don't have time to try to figure out what they're thinking about me. I got to get equipped for where I'm going if I believe it exists. And if they think I'm sitting around thinking about them, they're wrong. I got better stuff to do with my mind. All right. So this judgment came on Pharaoh that Pharaoh didn't know simply because the blessing was on Abram. And the blessing that was on Abram, it wasn't directed against him, but it says earlier in chapter 12, it said, those who bless you, I will bless. If you take my mate away from me, you're not blessing me. If you take my help away from me, you're not blessing me. If you take any person that's helpful to me as a staff, you're not helping me. Anything you try to take from me will be a curse to you. That's why I don't mess with anybody's stuff. I don't mess with anybody's folks. I am not going to bother anybody's people, because if I get, they may be a blessing to them, but they'll be a curse to me. I'm pretty sure Pharaoh had many wives. Concubines, they had it going on. That's why they were crazy. They had too many women. But you said, well, it drove Solomon crazy, didn't it? I mean, I know my Bible. Solomon went crazy because he had too many women. And he's known for wisdom, but when he got all those wisdom, all his women, all his wisdom left. So I'm going to keep my wisdom. Listen, God doesn't forget this. God doesn't forget this covenant of blessing for 1,000 generations. The scripture said 1,000 generations. I'm not making this up. In verse 8 of Psalms 105, he says to 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations. So when you forget it, he remembers it. Listen, all I'm trying to do is get you to remember what God said back then. Some of you are struggling now because you don't know what God said then. The only reason what I say resonates with you is because it was said before. So what it does, it wakes up your DNA. It wakes up things on the inside of you. Because, see, God attaches him. I don't want to get too deep. God attaches himself to not only your spirit, but to your genes, your DNA. So when you start hearing something, all of a sudden it starts resonating with you. And you start saying, if it's 1,000 and there has not been 1,000 since the craziness in my life, I want to know, how do I get involved with what God remembers for 1,000 years? It's his covenant. Let me tell you something. The only reason you're attracted to me, because somebody in your family wasn't poor before you. Somebody in your family wasn't sick. And you don't have to be poor. And you don't have to be sick. And you don't have to be confused. So it's to 1,000 generations. We deal with 3 and 4 generations, but it's to 1,000 generations. And God does not forget his covenant. You may forget your covenant, but he doesn't forget his covenant. God doesn't church hop. God remembers everything that he says. He does not forget. We have to rehearse it in you for you to gather it, for you to get it. Because you're nervous when he got a promise that he doesn't forget. Oh, what am I going to do now? You're going to remind him. Not that he forgot. He wants to know, can you remember it? You're reminding him that you remember now. If you start to say back to God what God said to you, you will get a quicker response from God. But you need to say back to him what he said to you. Lord, you said you will bless me. My bank account's empty. I'm looking at foreclosure. But you said you will bless me. My body is tormented with cancer. But you said you will bless me. You remind him of his promises that are yes and amen. His covenant with you. The only people who can stop you are the ones who know you don't know what he said to you. God confirms this blessing of covenant by giving territory as an inheritance. I've gained too much property for you to tell me he don't have covenant with me. If I didn't have anything, I may listen to you. I just may listen to you. But since the blessing brought territory, he said, I will give you Canaan. Don't let me get in an apartment and then tell me I'm not blessed. Don't let me advance any and then tell me I'm not blessed. Don't give me any place that I have a contract on and I can dictate what goes in and out and then tell me I'm not blessed. I don't need the whole complex yet. I'm going to work in the office, but I'm going to steward everything. You got to understand, all he's got to do is do a little. See, you're in a type of church, it's already done. All you got to do is come in open. And when you come in open, it takes place on its own. Okay. He remembers his covenant. He wants to give you territory. You don't want it? I'll take it. I'll take it, and I'll show you what to do with it. I'll show you how to use it. I'll show you how to be productive with it. This, you know, this place, it was dying until we got it. This was dying. There was about 300 elderly people, right, Shannon? There were 300 elderly people. And they were trying to, they had no help to move anything. My crew had to help them move stuff out of this building that they wanted. Ministry was over until we came here. You'd be surprised at what a blessed person can do with a vacant land. You'd be surprised. You can take an office that's dead and put a blessed person in it and watch it come to life. You can take a garden that nothing would grow in, and all of a sudden that person gets stewardship, a blessed person gets stewardship, and that thing begins to flourish. That's how it works. If that person believes, I believe anything I get stewardship over is going to get better. If I have the right administrative staff, it's going to get better. And for 2024, I'm going to make sure I have things in place so it don't cancel out what God said the blessing is on. You got to do that. Okay. All right. So he wants to give you territory. Well, I don't want territory. Well, don't be blessed then. He wants to give you territory. He wants to give you jurisdiction. You around us, and we're going to get more. This ain't the last building, I mean, that we're going to have. You know, this is not the first one. It won't be the last one. I'm already thinking about, maybe since I'm the chaplain, I need to have me an office up in the Center Point district. So don't be surprised if you see a refresh office up. And I start thinking, maybe if somebody starts coming against it, maybe I need to buy a home in Center Point. See, I'm already thinking, because see, you're not planning. You think somebody won't come against the position that you have. So I got to do everything I need to do for all the naysayers. No, I own a home. I live in Center Point. I got an office in Center Point. I'm paying taxes in Center Point. See, you're not thinking, I'm getting prepared. Because, see, I'm going somewhere. I'm hoping you're going somewhere and you're listening to me. But when the blessing's on you, you think like that. All right. We may have started small and seem like strangers, but the blessing is causing us to take over. The reason things don't seem as impressive to you, because you weren't there when we started. I'm impressed because I started with almost nothing. Now, hang around long enough and you're going to be very impressed. Just hang around. Just hang around just a little bit longer. And you're not going to just be impressed with me. You're going to be impressed with the people you're sitting around. See, they weren't there when I looked at that checkbook and it only had $50 in the account. See, they weren't there. So that's why you're not impressed. So you got bills and you got $50 in the account. And how you going to get paid? Because it's payday too. How much faith do you have? When there is no money, and you got to survive, and you got a wife, and you got three girls. But when you know the blessings on you, it don't matter what the checkbook said. I got a word over my life. See, that's why you need to follow. Because I've been in some really rough places. But I knew the blessing was on me in the rough places. So nothing really scares me now, because I saw what happened then. I believe God starts a lot of us off small so we can realize he can do some large thing with some small people. See, I didn't have a father that birthed it for me. I had to get pregnant myself. I had to get pregnant with vision myself. Now, I didn't have somebody to coach me. I had to learn from my own mistakes. So the reason I'm like I am is because I came from the floor up. So we were just testing. It was just a test. So y'all could see how much we could take over a bowling alley. Brandon, I'm asking myself, are these all refreshed members? I don't know where they got all these folks from. So you can start mentally processing, going in and consuming an environment. What if all of us showed up for a national night out, Brenda? If that many people will go to a national night out, it will really be a national night out. See, my job, I like carrying a crowd with me. I don't want just 2-3 smart people. I like carrying an army with me. Because when we go in, we leave an impression. Oh, we about to double, y'all. You leave that impression because the influence takes over. I guarantee you, spare time still talking about us. Want to know why? There was a ton of us and we were nice. I didn't see nobody disruptive. If they was, I didn't see it. Let me go on. My time's up. I'm not going to get into all this. The blessing on us would not allow us to be wronged, even if it is a king. Let's get ready to close with this, because some of y'all worried about people who are over you. You're always concerned about people who are over you. I want to get you liberated for a moment. God promised me some years ago, no matter who I was under, he would never let them wrong me. He promised me that. And now I have scripture on it. He told me, I will never allow them to wrong you. And some of y'all can't be faithful because you're always concerned about being wrong. You can't commit yourself because you always think somebody's about to take advantage of you. That's the way people who are not blessed think. When you know you're blessed, you can put your everything into it and know that heaven is going to cause you to benefit from it. Pharaoh in Egypt took what didn't belong to him. The blessing said, you can't wrong him. You can't take what belongs to him. No, if you take it, something's going to start happening. I believe within a few hours, God says, I can't let them wrong you, Abram. I just don't believe. And if you're under me, you shouldn't believe. I don't believe anybody's going to get away with mistreating me. My heart is 100% in. Everything I do is to come into compliance with the order that has been given. Brandon, Chief, he handed me a stack of papers. I'm going to operate by it. I'm going to do everything it says do. But I'm not worried about somebody taking advantage of me. I am not worried. I'm blessed. anything that's done to try to take me down is going to take me up. See, you got to get that down in your spirit. There's not many people who think like that. So Joseph had to get to Egypt too. So Joseph gets to Egypt, and then he gets mistreated by Potiphar because his wife wanted him. And after he came out, he got a promotion. Now he's Potiphar's boss. Anybody that tries to mistreat you, you're going to become their boss. I'm telling you, mistreatment from authority over you is an announcement to you that you're the replacement. You mistreat me now, I got your job. Let me tell y'all how I started pastoring. The pastors called me a young rookie, and I got his job. He called me a young rookie. So the Lord gave me his job. I said, how you like me now? See, my time's up. I'm not worried, y'all. I'm going to do right by you. And whatever doesn't do right by me, you got to deal with the one that sent me. So it's that easy. Don't worry about it. God may be positioning you because he knows that they don't have integrity. He knows that they don't mean well. And he may have put you there with your faithful self, knowing that you will not abort your opportunity for your elevation. This is how I think and I process. So it might be smoke in my coat right now, but after a while, the old saints used to say, by and by, things are going to work out for my good. I always understand that. See, they wanted to stop me in Atlanta. Now I'm going to take over the United States. See, they never should have let me get revealed if they didn't want me to do what I do. They should have stopped me at the door, but it's too late now. And you got to understand, once an opportunity opens up, all they got to do is experience you and they will never forget you. I said, all they have to do is experience you and they will never forget you. When a blessing is on you, I got to close, y'all. But when they experience you, they will never forget you. There are people who are thinking about you right now that you thought they would not even have a clue. I was on the phone with a billionaire last week. He said, you would be surprised how much your name is in conversations over here in Georgia. He said, we're still talking about you. They're still trying to figure out what they're going to do about you. I'm going to tell y'all something. When God has a blessing on you, there's going to be some people talking about you, but there's going to be some people talking up about you. And I'm telling you, two conversations are going on. Those who hate your success are talking, and those who love what you're doing are talking. Now, I want to know, as I close, what you going to do about those who are talking good things about you? Are you going to shout about it, or are you going to focus on those who are negatively talking and don't know what they're talking about? That's why I got all my thank you cards for all my critics that set me up. It was a setup. It's a setup. It's a setup. And God's going to say, he said, whose report will you believe? You decide who you're going to listen to. I'm going to listen to what God said about me. I am going to overrule and put a muzzle over my ears and come. I ain't listening to that because that has nothing to do with me. Because they're talking about a day that I'm not in anymore. Slap your neighbor, high five. Tell him I have a future in God. How they gonna stop me? They hadn't stopped me yet. How they gonna silence me? They hadn't silenced me yet. How they gonna silence you? They haven't silenced you yet. You're still progressing forward because the hand of the Lord is on your life. He has decreed a blessing over you, and there's nothing the devil can do to stop you. Let me do this and I'm out. Put Numbers chapter 6 up there, verse 22. Listen. If it was over, over means over. There's nothing else. You're on the other side of the comma. Because there was no period. The Lord said to Moses, or spoke to Moses saying, and the Lord spoke to, y'all put it up there again. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, come on. Speak to Aaron and his sons saying, this is a way you should bless the children of Refresh. Say to them, I'm talking to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And if you didn't have peace, I decree peace on you right now. So they shall put my name upon the children of Refresh. And I will bless them. I want you to shout like a blessed group of people.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.